FMX Network production.
Let's go. On this day, I
see clearly. It's the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast brought to you by Fly Racing, BetOnline.ag, 100% Goggles, and Motorsport.com. I'll never long for what might have been.
Now, regret won't waste my life again. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Pulp MX Fantasy Podcast. Thank you for playing. Thanks to Yamaha for the dirt bikes that we give away. Thank you to the folks at motorsport.com, 100%. Fly Racing, Bet Online as well. We're going to talk about the Bet Online odds coming up this weekend in St. Louis, Triple Crown. We're going to look back at how we did at Seattle and look ahead to the Triple Crown. Eight is great. That should be the way it works for the Triple Crown. So, you know, the podcast will be a little different when you're talking about picking eight guys that could do well. Great race, St. Louis, for sure, as well. So let's get into Fly Racing. FlyRacing.com, 25 years of Fly, whether it's the Formula helmet, whether it's the boots, whether it's the Zone Pro goggles. You look at riders like Dean Wilson, Max Ancy, RJ Hampshire, and more using Fly Racing, wearing Fly Racing. The stuff's great. Kinetic Mesh, Evo, Light Hydrogen. I guess it's called the Light Gear now. Fly Racing has you covered, man. Thank you to the folks at Fly Racing for coming on board. And, yeah, please check out their website to learn more about all the products that they offer, because it's a lot, man. And 100% as well. Pulp30 is the code to save at 100%, whether it's casual wear, mountain bike gear, goggles, anything on the 100% website. The Pulp30 code saves you, man. So that's great. Thank you to those guys for coming on the show. And, man, they've been around since, it's an iconic name in the industry, right? Then they've been, it's a generation of racers asking themselves, how much effort do you give 100%? Use the code Pulp30 to save with those guys across the board on everything. So thank you to 100%. We'll tell you more about motorsport.com later on in the show, as well as the Bet Online guys. We'll preview the odds that they have posted already up for St. Louis. Thank you for listening. Let's get the regulars on here and talk some Pulp MX Fantasy, shall we? All right, everybody, let's get talking Pulp MX Fantasy Triple Crown this weekend. So, yeah, let's get all eight in, shall we? Lots to get into when it comes to, again, St. Louis this weekend. Look back at Seattle. And don't forget, we'll talk more about the Bet Online odds as well. First up, from Fly Racing, 25 years of Fly, it's Jason Thomas. What's up, JT?
Not too much. Just got to St. Louis. Triple Crown. It's not going to rain. So, yeah, it's looking up.
Do we have a weather? Yeah, weather update's fine.
We have a dome.
Okay.
Yep,
also on the line from Get and Athena, Dan Truman. Hi, Dan.
Hey. Yeah, JT beat me this week, I think. I'm not real happy. I had a pretty good streak going on.
Beat you by 1 point. 1 point. Also on the line, Renthal, Paul Parabinos. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, what's up, boys? I'm excited for Triple Crown to get eight in because I did not get eight in at Seattle, and I don't know how I did, but I'm sure you guys beat me because I don't think it went well.
Well, JT won the week 204 in Seattle. Dan, 203. I had 199. Mark's 187. Roto, 179. Paul, 170. And the Mulligan, 166. So, yeah, it was a little rough. All right, 56% of people had eight in the main event. High score, 279. FFL, 63% of people got it right. It was Kitchen. But, I mean, you got Jordan. You got RJ. 63% of people. Good job. I don't think Levi was that obvious of a pick, but I guess so. And 19% of people in the 450 points picked one. 4.5% got it right. 250 class Seattle. Mumford, 50 points. 16-point difference between Mumphy and the next highest scoring rider, which was Cole Thompson. So that's a big swing. 32% pick trend for Mumphy. That's a pretty high pick trend. So if you had Carson Mumford, did anybody on this call have him?
I did.
Yeah. All right. Good job. You did have Mumphy. Okay, yeah. Good job on that. So Mumphy, 50, 34, Thompson, Mosman, 34, Lux Turner, 34, Talon Hawkins, 32, Albright, 28. I swerved on Mosman. I just thought he would be a super high pick trend. And, yes, he was fastest, but it was obviously the unseeded practice. So I'm like, no, I'm out on Mosman and probably missed on that one. But I'll get him this weekend, hopefully. But I did have Lux Turner. based on Paul, based on Will Hahn, based on someone else I spoke to. And we had to get it done in the LCQ, but we still rode well in the heat. But I went with Lux Turner, 34. RJ Hampshire was my all-star, 25, which hasn't happened to me a lot. Ryder D. I went with Ryder D. He was seventh and looking good, and then fell on the last lap, then got docked. So he got double, but the last one, and it was risky, and Ryder D has now burnt me at Glendale the last round and this round. So I might be off Ryder D for a while. Nate Thrasher as well. Thrasher got up to fourth, I believe, then had clutch problems, went backwards. He did get double, but 24 for Thrasher, and Ryder D definitely let me down in that class. It could have been so much better. I think, actually, speaking of that, I believe I was 281st at one point overall, and then it went south. So it was doing pretty well. JT, who'd you have?
So I had Mumford, as you mentioned there. So he killed it for me. I will take that all day long, 50 points. I don't get many 50-point scores these days, so happy with that. My next high score was Nicoletti with 26, so left some points on the table with those guys there. I had Mosman on my team a lot of the day. I don't know. He scares me. I mean, 50% picture, and obviously it didn't scare other people, but I've seen the guy DNF so many damn races, I don't have any confidence that he's going to do anything. So I just stayed away from it. I had Kitchen, 25. That was an easy one. And then Thrasher, yeah, wasn't his best race, but luckily he got ninth, which is about the worst he could do. It is the worst he could do for double, but it was not a good main event for him.
Yeah, clutch problems. So, all right, Dan?
Well, I had a Levi Kitchen as FFL, so that was neat.
Oh, nice. Good job.
And then, yeah, that was about the highlight of it. I had Dylan Walsh. yeah, three weeks on the bike. I mean, I just thought he could be 18th. He was pretty solid. I've asked a lot of people, where he would finish. They were like, 12 to 16. I'm like, all right, So, yeah, that went real well. He was pretty much last the entire main event. But, yeah.
I want to know what happened.
He was a bad star, and then he just didn't ride good, honestly. And then he crashed a bunch, I think, or a couple times. But yeah, he was just like, he didn't look good in the main event. I watched him a lot, and it was not good.
I sent a text to a friend that knows Walsh. He's a number 15. And I got no response back. So, yeah, thanks, Dean.
Yeah, he was busy on the weekend. He was doing Race Day Live and vlogging and doing stuff. But, went to his camp. David went over there. And, yeah, anyway, it wasn't good. So then I had Ryder D. I think that was, let's just say, a piss poor performance overall. He's better than that. So, and then my last two guys were pretty good. Shimoda rode all right at the end of the race to get 25 points as my all-star. And Lux Turner, he was good all day. Kind of unfortunate in the heat race, ran into somebody and had to go to the LCQ, but I was never too nervous. I was never picking Mosman just because I knew I could pick him this weekend. And I think he'll be better this weekend. He's a good starter, and I just thought that it was a better option. I was never picking Cole Thompson. And Mumford, I just kind of really overlooked. So, I don't know. I left a lot of points on the table.
You're a little harsh on Ryder D. He was seventh or eighth and getting 40 points-ish, and then...
No,
crashed.
It was a terrible ride.
Okay. All right, Paul.
Yeah. I got a lot of the same stuff Dan does, actually. Kitchen was my all-star. That was sweet. I was on Lux Turner from the pod. I was never going to remove him. I thought maybe he could do better than 34. I thought he'd be better than 17th in the main event. I really did, but still a great point. And great points. And he was the best on my team. Like Dan, I faded Michael Mosman. I needed to wait and see. He hasn't raced in a while, and fitness wise, and he did do better than I thought. And I just thought he was also kind of like fool's gold a little bit because he qualified first, and I knew the entire league was going to have him. And I felt like a zag type moment type thing. Like Dan, I just overlooked Carson Mumford. So my mistake. And then the other two guys on my team were like Dan. I had Ryder DeFrancesco and Dylan Walsh. And I thought Dylan Walsh would go straight into the main. He did, but I, grew up in England and UK and ruts. I thought he would be better, but yeah, last sucks. And yeah, it sucks with Ryder D as well, because now I can't pick him next weekend. So not a great team, and I did not go for FFL. So yeah, just kind of average.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mosman got 34 points, but I was like, yeah, just wasn't sold on him. But all right, 450 class, the points, Masterpool 36, Rod Bell 34, Bloss 34, Brees 32, 32K Clayson, 32 Hunter Lawrence. Pick trends, Adam Seen Cirillo, he was a 5, 47% pick trend. Then Hunter Lawrence, 37%. Barsha 31, then Tomac, then Cade at 26. That's a high pick trend for Cade, even though, you know, he got in the main last week, but it was a triple crown. This week he had to race his way into it, and he did a good job. He passed my guy Brees in the heat for the last spot. And then AP, 24%. I had Ryan Brees, so I lived with that LCQ. Can you just picture that with Chiz coming up? And I'm like, well, Chiz is going to get this done and knock Brees out. And then can Brees knock Freeze over? But wait, he can't because it's Vince Freeze. I wasn't good. Turner and Brees getting through the LCQs into my main event for my fantasy team is not good for the heart. But he did it. He got it done. Ryan Brees, hometown guy. Adam, I picked Adam. And honestly, I was just like, he should get like 12th, maybe 10th. And then he slowly started going backwards. I was like, oh, shit. But he did get double points, 26. My all-star was AP in those conditions. I wasn't worried about that. And then my other pick was Mitchell Harrison, who was a 9. And there's only 3 spots that he could not get double, but he crashed out early in the main and DNF'd. And that was it. My Mitchell Harrison picked, which I thought looked really well in those conditions. Michigan guy. Yeah, not good. So crashed out. I think he's okay. So JT, 450s.
Yeah, I didn't have anybody near the top. My real swing at the fences was Grant Harlan, and yeah, I don't have any answers for you on Grant Harlan. It's not working. I had Barsha, that was my highest score with 28 points, so pretty terrible. AC continues to struggle with 26 points in 14th place for him, and then AP got the job done with 25 points, so not a strong 450 performance for me.
No, that's surprising that you won with that team, to be honest, in the 450s. Yeah, like, you know, but you won the week.
I mean, Mumford made the difference. Yeah. That's all it was.
Yep. All right, Paul. All right, Dan.
Sorry, I was okay. On mute. All right. My 450 team was shit. I like JT, I went Harlan because I was pretty set on Barsha and Cincerillo. They were both on my team. Like you, Steve, I thought Adam would be better. I thought he would circulate and just have a better finish. That wasn't the case. Barsha also a 9th. I thought there was potential for more upside there. But yeah, like JT, I went Grant Harlan. And of all these high handicap guys, I picked the wrong one, right? Like, I'm not going Ty Masterpool. Like JT, if it says Monster Energy Supercross, I'm just not going to pick him. I'm not going Rod Bell. I guess I could have gone Brees. You know, I couldn't go Clayson. He was right on my screen, I believe. So it was really a toss-up as to, yeah, who of these high handicap guys is going to get in? And I took a leap with Grant, and his starts were atrocious. So that's that. Those are my 3 guys that are in. And I'm sorry. And my all-star was Cooper Webb. I thought Cooper would grind it out at the end. He was actually awesome. So yeah, there's my shit team.
All right, Dan.
I had FFL wrong. I went with Jet. Got that wrong. Yeah, my team wasn't great either. I had Eli Tomac as an all-star. I thought Eli could get top 5 in those conditions. He qualified first. His starts are terrible. So, yeah, that was 22 points. And then, like you guys, I went AC and Barsha. They were really never coming off my team. I just thought there was so much value there. Not a ton of points. And then I did go Oldenburg. We talked about this, Steve, when you came over. And I just thought Oldenburg would be just in front of AC or right there. He beat him by 1 spot, so he got 2 more points. But Barsha, Oldenburg, AC, and Tomac.
Was it my you, me, and Janolfi debating this?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. That's the results from Seattle, and I guess I didn't look overall. Let's go, Dan. You're still winning the Experts League 21-55 over Marks at 21-06, and then Paul, you're 6 ahead of JT. And I don't know about the rest. I don't even want to go talk about the rest. But listen, I won outdoors last year. All right? I won outdoors last year. Thanks to the folks at Fly Racing 100%. I talked about them off the top. Use the code PULP30 to save at 100% as well. That's great. Fly Racing, of course. That's great. Motorsport.com. Go through the banner on PulpMX.com to help us out. Great prices, OEM and aftermarket parts, whether it's Get, whether it's Fly, whether it's 100%, whether it's Renthal. The guys at Motorsport.com are great to deal with. Free shipping on everything over $79. Dedicated team of gearheads there to help you out. E-bike stuff, street bike stuff. And, of course, aftermarket parts and OEM parts all available as well with the folks at motorsport.com. So thank you to those guys. They also sponsor the FFL on our site as well. All right, you don't want to be that good to win something. We give away some prizes for championship users each and every week. Motorsport.com gift card, RJAXO5 is the winner of that. The R Jerky prize pack is... Pedrossi 29 and grillyourassoff.com prize. MotoXN 162. So we'll be in touch. Thank you to those guys. Thank you to you guys for playing championship leagues. Like I said, you can win something without even being that good at it. And also, we talked about these guys last week. Super stoked to have the guys at Bet Online on board with us for Supercross and Motocross. Whether it's the win, whether it's the podium, Bet Online is offering people the chance to bet real money and win real money. They've been in business for over 20 years. They're pleased to make the offers on winner, top three, top five. More lines are promised coming soon, so stay tuned with us. And we are going to be promoting the guys at Bet Online. If you go through the Pulp Fantasy site, it takes you right to the Bet Online sites for Supercross. Also, if you just go to betonline.ag, under auto racing, you'll see the tab for Supercross right there on the left side of the sport. There's also that as well. But, yeah, go through our site. And we're going to be offering people who signed up for the Championship League a bonus with the guys at Bet Online as well, coming soon. Yeah, so thanks to those guys for coming on board. And I do want to talk about the odds this week. Now, I saw the Swap Moto guys are involved with the Bet Online guys. And Chase Curtis bet on Cooper Webb to win. That's awesome. I don't know if I'd be that ballsy. But
I thought it was a good bet.
All right. So the odds got a little bit worse for Jet Lawrence coming into St. Louis. Triple Crown minus 160 right now for Jet Lawrence. JT, it's not a bet I want to make.
No, it's interesting because they're just getting up and going here. Mm-hmm. So to see the lines move, like last week it was plus 160. And this week to be minus 160 is a wild difference. Wild. So I don't know if that is based off of the action that they're taking. But that, to me, tells me they don't really want people betting on Jet. Last week it seemed like it did.
Would it go off Indy Triple Crown, the format, and the last time we saw Jet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it would. I mean, that's a huge swing.
So
I'm with JT. It has to go off the odds, right? Like he just got beat. So odd to me.
Don't know, minus 160, you bet 100, you win $60 if Jet wins.
60 profit, obviously.
Yeah, 60 profit. Right, exactly.
I think the bet to make is Jordan Smith in 250 class. Plus 350. In 2022, he was on Firepower Honda here. He was very good. It was a Triple Crown as well. He had some crashes, but he's fast in these conditions. He needs the win to keep this points battle alive. And, I think odds-wise, he's the best on the board of either class.
What do you think, JT? What do you like?
It's tough. Some of these I would stay away from. I can't take a Jet Lawrence bet at 160 there based off of what last week was plus 160. Do I think Jet's the best rider? Yes. But it's probably just a stay away from the 450 for me because I think Jet wins, but you're not getting enough value to really bet, right? But, like, look at Chase Curtis last week. He takes Webb plus 525. You're getting 5.25-1 on your money to win there. So I think it's really curious. Like, I'm more interested in the wondering of how they're getting to these places. Like, to me, Sexton almost being twice as good of odds, like twice as bad. I guess Webb is twice as good of odds as Sexton. To me, they're like the same right now. Like, that's such an interesting dynamic.
Webb's plus 525 and Sexton's plus 300.
I'm going to pick Webb every time over Sexton in that scenario. So I don't know. It's just an interesting kind of thing to look at of how they're getting to these numbers. I do agree with Dan in the 250. Jordan has value. Yes, last week sucked. He is a little beat up, so keep that in mind. But I do think if you're looking at all three of these guys as kind of the same, then you're getting significantly better odds to go with Jordan.
It's kind of crazy that Cooper Webb's plus 525. Eli Tomac hasn't won a race all year. He's plus 500, you know?
Yeah, it's super odd. Like,
I mean, Webb has three race wins coming off of the race win last week. So, I mean, it could be where the action is. But if you wanted to make a little bit of money and take a gamble, of course, nothing's guaranteed. You put $100 on Sexton, Roczen, Tomac, and Webb. So you risk 400. If Roczen, Tomac, or Webb win, you make money. If Chase wins, you lose $100, and if Jet wins, you lose $400. But I don't know. I think Jet wins as well is the thing. So it's hard to do that.
Yeah, for me, I think the only bet on here to win is Cooper Webb. I believe Jet is going to win as well. I think Cooper has the best chance to beat him. He's been very good in Triple Crowns in the past. He now has a win. Maybe I think he would have been good at the last Triple Crown also, but he ran in the back of Cade, right? So those odds are glaringly awesome considering, what you guys all just said about the other guys.
What about Jordan Smith and RJ Hampshire? RJ got his first ever Supercross win here in 22, Triple Crown format. He went 2-2-1. I don't know. RJ's got a little bit of value at plus 160, but if you're trying to decide between Jordan and RJ, I think I put $100 on Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the three that will win the race is Kitchen, Jordan, and RJ. I don't think Joe's starts will be good enough to have him in the conversation for the win, but I'm just concerned about Jordan's health kind of to watch him again. That to me, I don't care what anyone says or what Instagram has said. He was concussed in my head, and I think we need to wait and see with him.
Yeah, he did have some I don't know the proper medical term, but he was having some lung issues as well. So we'll just have to see what that looks like. I can't imagine he's breathing is all that easy this week.
Okay. BetOnline.ag. You can bet on, and the podium odds should be up. JT, do we know when? Do you give any?
I have not heard when. Okay. I'm assuming today, tomorrow, sometime.
Right. So
I think keep
checking.
Tomorrow,
yeah, keep checking on podium odds. That might be something that appeals to you guys a little better than as we do this on Thursday.
They have whole shot odds coming at some point as well. I don't know what the time frame is for that, but I know that's something they want to have up.
So how does their whole shot odds whole shot odds work for a Triple Crown?
It's going to be I don't know if they're going to do them at Triple Crowns. Maybe that's not why they're going here. Right?
That's a good question. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. I bet they just stay away at Triple Crowns.
Dan, what are you betting, Dan? Because you are...
Jordan Smith, unless... Obviously, I'll go talk to him and see how we are and everything else. But if not, I like RJ Hampshire at plus 160. He's 8 points back. He needs the win. Got his first win here. You know how it is with riders. They feel good in stadiums, and he won a Triple Crown his very first time ever, and it was here. So
okay, did you say, Dan, put 100 on Sexton, Tomac, Roczen, and Webb? Or did you say – what did you
I
say
said
earlier?
I said you could – or you could pick three of those guys. I mean
– oh, three of them. Okay.
Yeah, I think that Jet wins is the problem, so then you don't make any money. But if you put $100 on three guys, right, say Sexton, Roczen, and Webb, right, those are the next best three guys, plus 300, plus 400, and plus 525. If one of those guys were to win, you make money. Mm-hmm. If Jet wins or Tomac, but that's why it's gambling. But you could spread your money out and try to guarantee yourself a little bit better odds.
BetOnline.ag. Stay tuned. Odds are going to be up every week. Go through the site, PulpMex Fantasy. It takes you right to it. That'd be the best way to do it for everybody.
Yeah, it is, because you don't even have to navigate their site to get there. Like, it already opens up the auto racing tab and everything. It's great.
Yeah. So, it's the next step in our sport, and it's cool to see that there's real money involved, and the betonline.ag guys are doing it. So, all right, let's get into that. We'll check on Dan's bet next week. Or, Dan, if you do something different, let's keep our listeners involved in what you did decide to do money-wise for that. All right, Triple Crown. Everyone's going to get an 8. We know that. PulpMex Fantasy. Kyle Chisholm jersey up for grabs for the winner. Good old Chiz. Do we know if it's the one he went land on his head on, Dan?
No, he's giving it to me tomorrow at press day. So okay. he's riding press this week. I think Kyle's going to be a good pick this week. Again, going back to 2022 St. Louis, he was on a Star Yamaha, but I mean, he got like third in the last race. So
okay, so I like Mosman at minus 1. We all stayed away from him, I believe. Did we all stay away from him last week? I think we did.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yep. Anyway.
Right. So I like minus one. Are we all agreed? Stamp it.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like the shorter races for him. Now he's got a race under his belt. I think he can run up towards the front. So yeah, I maybe not stamp, but I like it.
Can I go Dylan Walsh at a nine? Because you guys can't.
You can. No, I don't think it's a great pick. I think it's a terrible pick after watching him.
I think it's awful.
Well, what it's just muddy. He's not capable in the mud.
No, it wasn't muddy in the main event.
Oh. Yeah, you're asking him to put three main events together too. Like, I know he'll be. I think if you know who's in the main event, there's 11s that are more attractive than him.
Okay. I take Talon Hawkins at an eight over Walsh at a nine.
Yeah, it's a good example.
All right, so Phil, I think, is a good pick. He had the worst race of his career, he said, in Seattle. He hated the ruts. Not going to be a factor this weekend. Phil's a good starter, shorter races. Yep. He's done well at Triple Crown, so I like that too, Paul.
Yeah, I have Phil on my team right now. I like him a lot at Triple Crowns. He's a veteran. He finishes the races typically. He is consistent. And like you said, he's a great starter, which I think is obviously huge at a Triple Crown. So, yeah, I mean, I still will be looking at a lot of 11s that make it in there, whoever does make it in there, because a lot of the mid-range handicaps are pretty dialed in, right? Like Cole Thompson, for instance, he's a four. He's just – you kind of know how he's going to finish. I mean, he's been 10, 13, 15, 12. Like, that is his range. So I don't see a lot of ceiling, but I think – upside. But I think there is some with Phil. Like, he could be eighth overall.
Okay, JT, what do you like non-All-Stars? Obviously, we're going to know Triple Crown format. I get it. But
yeah, it's tough. I don't love anything, which then that makes me want to go with guys that qualify, right? That's typically how I go about these things. If I can't find anything that I'm just over the moon about, then I usually will go with the high handicap guys to get in. It's not the greatest way to go about it, but I'm just going to, you know, you have to find a strategy, and there's just not a lot here that I can really wrap my head around. So, that's sometimes you just have to go with the fact that you're going to have eight in, and, you know, maybe three of them are going to be 11s.
Okay. Looking back at the last Triple Crown we had, which was Indy, we had a handicap seven was the top scorer, Nick Romano, a little different deal because factory dude. Ryder Floyd was next at a 34. He was an 11. Then it was at a one with J-Mart. Then it was another 11 with Hardy. Then Hymus at a one. Then Jeremy Hand at a seven. So looking back at Indy, yeah, we don't really have a pattern. We got ones and sevens and 11s. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like the guys that are close to being all-stars and then the guys that are main event bubble guys are the ones that paid off for the most part.
I think there's going to be some 10s and 11s that get in, though. Brad West was really fast in practice last week. I know it was the B practice, but he did ride really good for a lap or so. Just not much racing experience. So somebody like Brad West could get in. I think Max Miller gets in. I think there's going to be a couple of these higher handicaps that get in, and we have to at least look at them. TJ Albright's been making main events. He's a 10. Jorgensen's been making them. He's a 10. So yeah, I think there's going to be some higher handicaps.
So
go ahead.
No, well, I was
just saying, I do like Hawkins at an eight though.
I think
going back to your Walsh thing, Steve, like yeah. I would also take Lux Turner at a nine over Walsh at a nine every day, all day.
So I will probably, my team will probably be Nicoletti, Mosman, two minus one, and then an 11, somebody randomly. I'll pick TJ Albright 10 right now, and then I'll go all star, and that'll be my team. I think that's pretty decent.
Possibly. Yeah.
All right. All stars, Dan, 250 class. What are we like?
Right now, I have Jordan. Obviously, you know, if he's not good, then I could change that. I like
JT said lungs. JT said lungs. So I'm a little worried.
Sounds like a lot's going on.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the case. I don't like Carson Mumford only for that bubble. You know, he was a non-all-star last week, but he could go back to double point. That doesn't matter though, because we can pick the next. So I like Mumford at a seven, because even if it doesn't happen, then you're fine, because we're east next week. So I just changed Smith to Mumford.
Yeah, I kind of like your thinking there, Dan. I think he can be top eight.
Yeah, I mean, he just got fifth, and even if Ryder D and a couple of those guys are up there, like, who else beat them? You know what I mean?
Okay. JT, All-Stars?
I like RJ. I'm just going to go RJ. This is a
you know, first place he ever won, and it was a Triple Crown, same setup 2 years ago. So why make it difficult, more difficult than it is?
He's aggressive, but this dirt will reward you, you know, for being aggressive. So, you know, yeah. I like Kitchen because I went RJ in Seattle. So just give me Kitchen at a one. Stop thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would either, if I have Mumford right now, but I would either go RJ or Kitchen.
I would pick Kitchen if I could, but I can't.
Yeah, same.
Okay, sounds good. Let's obviously it's Triple Crown. Everybody's getting eight in, but let's do the 100% lead pipe lock and your team. As I said, I will go Mosman, Nicoletti, some 11 guy, and then I'll go Kitchen. And that'll be my team, most likely. With my 100% lead pipe block will be our buddy Phil. Pulp 30 is the code to save with those guys. What's yours, Paul?
Similar, Steve. I like Phil right now, too. I like Mosman. I'll go Mosman as my lock. You know, I think he can – I mean, geez, he got six at Seattle. He could feasibly get on the podium at the Triple Crown. It could happen. So I'll go him as my lock. And then, yeah, some 11. Probably also I have Max Miller right now. And then Mumford is my all-star.
Is it Miller 11?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I might. I like that, actually. That could be my 11. Because I think he does. I do think he gets in. Yeah. All right, Dan?
Right now I got Mumford at a 7 as my all-star. Because even if he didn't get top 8, like me and Paul said, everybody's available next week because it's East. I like Phil and Mosman. And then my lead pipe lock, I'll go with Talon Hawkins at an 8.
JT, you going Phil and Mosman like us?
I'm going Mosman, but I had Phil last week. So I have Ryder D on my team, and I have Lux Turner, but I don't feel confident in any of that. I'm just going to kind of wait and see what the LCQs bring. That probably is a more likely scenario as I pick somebody that qualifies versus those two.
None of us talked about Thrasher at a 1, minus 1.
I can't pick him, so I picked him last week, so clearly I would pick him again. But, I didn't know he had a clutch problem, but I was less than impressed.
Dan, you're right. Should have brought him up. I guess because he's red on my screen. I didn't bring him up, but yes.
Thrasher. Yeah, but I think Thrasher's a good pick at a minus 1. I mean,
oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Dan, you're right. I just removed Phil and put on Thrasher because I kind of was like, let me wait and see Thrasher one time.
Thrasher beats Phil by 3 positions, right? I mean.
Yes, I think
that's what you got to look at. Yeah, I had the same thing. So I was like.
And we didn't talk about Ryder D because most of us had him except for JT. But
yeah,
like,
but Ryder D.
I would pick Ryder D also.
Ryder D might be my. Actually, I want to change whoever's keeping track. Ryder D, lead pipe lock. I can't pick him, but I think lead pipe lock, Ryder D.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. JT, did you give your all star? Sorry.
Yeah, RJ. I did not get my lead pipe lock, though, which I will go. Let me make sure it's not a guy that I can't pick. No. Give me Thrasher.
All right. Yeah, there's, you know, Mosman, Thrasher, Ryder D, Phil. All good picks.
Yeah. I agree. I got one thing to add just reading the entry list. Devin Simonson has moved to the 250 class according to the entry list. It hasn't happened all year, so be aware of that. He's an 8.
Oh, really? Wonder what's up with that.
Yeah, I don't want to write it in stone. I read the entry list every week, and this happens a lot. He could very well be back on the 250 list Saturday morning. So if anyone wants to complain about guys being visible in both classes, this is why we're doing it, because we've been seeing guys change classes Saturday morning, and we got to make sure everyone's in the game.
Hashtag never change, AMA. Motorsport.com, FFL. Kitchen has 4 hole shots, so just give me that. FFL, Triple Crown.
I'd agree.
RJ got – I mean – RJ's good too, though. Yes, I'm going to pick Kitchen too, but I rewatched, you know, going back to the dirt in St. Louis. He hole shotted all 3 races in 22, and they red flagged one, and he hole shotted that one too. So,
can you tell me what happened to RJ's start in the main event in Seattle? Because, like, 10 feet out of the gate, he had the hole shot.
I don't know if he shifted too soon or hit a hole. I seen that too. I mean, he was out of there. It was strange.
Gone. Yeah. And then just got swallowed. It was so weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you go Kitchen, or if you just want to be different, I mean RJ, but I think Kitchen's the right move.
Yeah, I think so. Again, you got 3 chances out of people, so it all matters. Every start counts towards the FFL. All right, 450s, JT. Let's start with you, Triple Crown. What do you like?
You know, we have that 11 thing going on, and I'm going to probably lean on the guys that haven't been doing well. So that brings out Cade. It brings out Freddie Norin. It brings out all the guys that I know that can get 16, 17, 18 overall with an 11. The only guy that – there are a few guys that I like that are not. Colt Nichols in an 8, I think, presents some value. I still don't – I haven't watched him very closely, so I don't know how well he's driving with that bike and team, just to be completely honest. You know, I think there are lots of guys here. You know, 250 versus 450, the 450 feels wide open to me. You know, if Harlan gets in the main event somehow, that's an easy pick. Mitchell Harrison could be a good pick. This one's really easy to build a team. Master Pool, there's a ton here to choose from.
All right, yeah. Paul?
Yeah, I agree with JT. I think I'm going to end up going high handicap guys. Just for my own personal reasons, I kind of don't want Grant Harlan to make the main, obviously, because he's an 11 I can't select. But yeah, if he is in there, I think everyone needs to select him. He's a great racer, obviously. I'm with JT. I'm going to go high. Yeah, Clayson, Drake, Nichols at an 8. Like, I think it's going to be those high guys. Like, you can look at Cincerillo, I guess, again at a 5. Maybe Triple Crown's a little bit better for him. But I think Adam's probably main goal is just to get through the series at this point. So I don't know if you want to pick him or not. I'll leave it for you guys to discuss.
Yeah, Adam told me the ruts are what really bugs his arms, grabbing the ruts and steering through them and everything else. And we're not going to have that as much. So FYI, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's dirt bike racing. I can promise you that's going to be a big problem.
Okay.
Triple Crown? I mean, they're going to be ruts.
Okay. Hunter Lawrence, 0? I kind of like that. Is his shoulder? Yeah, I mean,
shoulder's fine. He won a heat race. He's fine.
But you guys told me yesterday, why are you picking him? He's hurt. He's hurt. And he won the heat race.
Hurt, but
yeah, of course he's hurt. Fine. I'm not saying he's not. And then you look at his last 3 laps of the main event, they were like his fastest laps of the night.
Yeah, well, he just found a flow. He was good. I mean, yes, there's good value there. I don't think he's going to get third, you know? I think he's going to get 5 to 7.
Do we know for sure if MCR is going this far east?
I did see a post saying St. Louis up next. So I did see that. So.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, they're in. Yeah, they're in for the West round, so it would be St. Louis.
Yeah, I know. They were in for the West rounds a year or two ago, though, and didn't show up to the West showdown.
Oldenburg was 4th in points. They didn't go to the East.
Didn't go to New York. Just, yeah, didn't go.
They were getting ready
so
for
Worlds. So do you like, Dan, you like Nichols at an 8?
Yeah, he just missed the main event. He's obviously in the main, I think, this weekend. I like Nichols. I like Cade. And I like Chiz. They're on my team right now. I think Chiz at an 8, coming off of, you know, a really bad race. He wasn't feeling it. You know, good vibes for St. Louis for him. Yeah, those are my 3 right now.
Okay. It's not bad. Paul, what's your team?
Man, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but right now I have Ty Masterpool as an 11. At least I'll know he's in the main event. I don't want to pick him at a Supercross. I'm with JT on that. But, dude, the guy's a good starter at short races. I mean, this is his jam. This is what he's good at. So how do I not pick him?
No, he's good at motocross. That's what he's good at.
That's true. And SMX. He's great at those.
Big SMX guy. I mean, there's going to be real whoops at this race, like, also, which we haven't had in a while. So
there you go. That's a good point.
So, I mean, it could change a lot of stuff. Should have real whoops. All night.
Okay, let's do the 4 and your 100% lead pipe lock again. Triple Crown, things change. Oh, I didn't even talk All Stars. I like Roczen at a 3.
Yeah, given that
he's good at Triple Crowns.
He's awesome at Triple Crowns.
Well, yeah. He's not awesome. He's had the most variance from his normal results, but yes,
pretty awesome at that last one.
Yep. All Stars, JT.
Yeah, I have Roczen picked. I think you could get a little sneaky with Tomac because he's kind of the highest elite handicap, but yeah, it hasn't, the starts have been really strange for him. So buyer beware on that.
Do you guys kind of feel that the podium is going to be mostly Chase, Webb, and Jet going forward? Cause that's kind of where I'm at.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Roczen's a 3. If you can't pick Roczen, do you just go Sexton, Webb?
Yeah, I mean, I like Sexton. I can't pick Webb, but I would. Yeah. And yeah, I think, like I said, I think those are the 3 that occupy the podium most often going forward.
And I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with Anderson, but that 5 looks good, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he would have only maxed out at a 5 in one of his last 4 races.
Yep. So Jed has 6 hole shots this year. Chase has 4. FFL. Jet Lawrence.
Kenny got all 3 at the last Triple Crown.
He did. But
yeah, I don't know why, but like, again, I don't know that Jet's the pick here.
He's got 6 hole shots this year.
Not at Triple Crowns. But it start should matter more there too. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being crazy, but I haven't got FFL with Jet very often.
By the way, motorsport.com, fly racing 100%, bet online, all on board the Pulp Fantasy Podcast. I went FFL. I skipped a step here. JT, you're 4 and you're lock.
So my 4 are Cade, Colt Nichols, Freddie, and Roczen. And my lock is a little scary because you got to make somebody that's going to qualify for sure. Interesting. Man, I don't know. I'm going to go, God, who's going to make it?
Norton.
Okay. No, he scares the crap out of me. I'm going to go really safe here and go Malcolm Stewart. I know, it's a terrible pick, but I'm scared of these guys qualifying.
I disagree big time.
I know. I don't. I'm not defending it.
Dan?
We didn't talk about Malcolm, but I like Malcolm. I think there's value there. But I'm going to go Ken Roczen, All-Star, Colt Nichols, Cade, Chisholm, and I'm going to go with Chisholm as my lead pipe lock.
All right. I'm going to go Nichols, Harlan, Cade, Kenny. Nichols will be my lead pipe lock, 100% lead pipe lock, because, yeah, that 8. I know Harlan and Cade are 11s. I get it, but, yeah. Nichols would be better. By the way, I got confirmation. Simonson is riding 250s.
I think there's other guys that are switching the 250 class too.
Why are they doing that?
Probably because it's harder to qualify in the 450 class, and it's a Triple Crown, so they want to race. All right.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were all trying to get SMX points as the goal of this deal. But I guess you have to be in the main to get points.
And last place in the main doesn't get points this year, which, you know, is new too. So, I think Cheyenne Harmon might be switching the 250 class. Messages about a couple people that were reaching out to me about switching. So
okay. All right. Do we everybody give their 4 or their lock?
My 4 for now will be Noren, Clayson, Nichols, and Sexton as my all-star, and I'll go Cade Clayson as my lock.
You know what's happening to Noren lately?
I don't know.
Yeah. JT, break the FFL for 450s. Break the tie here. We're talking about it. Who do you like?
I'm going to go Jet. I was pretty frustrated with him in Indy for letting Kenny back around him. Like, he had him and then let him back around. So I don't know if he's just being careful or what on that first lap. But, man, that was a surefire one, and that was his best chance. He didn't get it, but I'm gonna go back to the well.
Okay. All right. I like it. Okay, that's Pulp Mix Fantasy Podcast, and again, Triple Crown this weekend, so 8 is great. Let's get everybody in, and FFL, pick an FFL, both classes. We all recommend that, and if you're going to do betonline.ag, please bet responsibly, and only bet what you can, please. And we'll see what Dan does. Dan completely ignores that speech, but... all right, thanks for playing, everybody. Thanks to Yamaha again, Dan, Paul, JT. Thanks, boys.
Thanks. All right. Yeah. Yes.